Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Night Music Specials with Diane Lanning. May be a good night for you to call in if you'd like to have prayer for healing. We're going to pray for healing tonight. 1-877-497-9937. When it's a good time to call in, so just relax and listen. Again, that toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. For those people with cancer or inflammatory diseases. This is mostly our praise and worship song and listening to music. So it's not a real Bible study tonight, but we do incorporate scripture. We will begin in just a little over 2 minutes. You may want a piece of paper and pencil to take down scripture references. We will begin shortly. We'll begin with the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Music on Sunday night with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America, reaching out to everyone around the world to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and to worship together as one body of Christ. We are going to open tonight with the Lord's Prayer that we've been focusing on this month. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Additionally, we pray, Lord, tonight for those who are seeking to have a fuller and closer relationship with you, that they will find that through the source that we give them on the radio and through the scriptures and sharing with one another, with their friends and neighbors and family members. And pray that, Lord, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit and reach out to them and teach them how to be a Christian through the Holy Spirit. Woo them unto you by your Holy Spirit and give them guidance, friendship, and assurance that God will be with. And we thank you for it and pray these things in the precious name. Tonight, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. Now, I have here a paraphrased version of the Living Bible, and I learned the King James Version, so I'm going to say it both ways because it just seems to have a little deeper meaning to me the way I learned it, but I think a little better understanding for those who speak English as a second language. So we're going to read in Psalms 23. It's right in the middle of the Bible, and you might want to stay there because I'm going to read some other praise and worship verses from that tonight. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. You provide food for me in the presence of mine enemies. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. Now I'm going to read the paraphrase version of Psalm 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors Him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of mine enemies. You have welcomed me as Your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with You forever in Your home. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just worship and praise the Lord quietly in your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to do a song that you should have heard by now if you've been following with me. But I'm doing some songs a little bit repeatedly in order for you to learn them, because I know they're new to most of you. And I want you to learn how to worship and praise the Lord. And let's listen again as we hear our friend sing Endless Hallelujah. And just worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of God. the Lord for what you've been asking for in your prayer. Word for praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We're exalting the Lord God, the Almighty One, the One who will rule and reign again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. With me, this is the day, but listen for at the end of it, I'm going to add to it or segue a song that you haven't heard me sing before, He Hath Made Me Glad. So you know, should know the first part at least, if you've been listening with me. Let's sing it together. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We will be praying in a little bit for those who would like healing. If you have cancer or have a friend or a loved one who has cancer or an inflammatory disease such as multiple sclerosis or lupus or fibrous kind of diseases, we will be praying for people with those diseases in a bit tonight. But before we do, I'm trying to give you some scripture and some praising in the Lord and worship of the Lord that will help you, I believe, to receive that healing. And it may be interesting to note for many of you who are ill that I once had lupus for almost 10 years during most of my 30s. From about 30 to age 40, I was very ill with lupus and could not work full time. But fortunately, God has healed me, and with the help of medical doctors and prayer and wisdom that God has given me, I no longer have lupus. Praise the Lord. And I want to give that encouraging word for you that there is hope and there is a healing touch, and God does still perform miracles today. And I will share a little bit of that a little bit later so you can have an idea of the great miracles that God can perform. And if you're listening with me on Wednesday night and Friday night, you can hear about those miracles that Jesus performed while he was here on earth, and we're reading in the book of John. So if you'd like to listen, on Wednesday or Friday night as well. Plus, I do have many archived lessons. So if for some other reason that you miss our night, or if I'm out, I do plan to be out of town again on September 16th, which is a Sunday night. I'm going to visit my cousin who has cancer, stage 4. So we want to pray with her and visit with her. But you can, when I'm gone, listen to archived sessions that we have, so you won't have to miss praising the Lord and hearing good worship songs and hearing some scripture. I know there are many throughout the world who perhaps do not have a Bible or perhaps do not read at least the English language. And this can be a wonderful resource for you to hear about the goodness of the Lord and what he can provide for you. I'm going to read a few scriptures in Psalms on Sunday night because many of those are stories of people during Bible times of praise and worship to the Lord in their words. So I'm going to read out of Psalms tonight. I might jump around, but somewhere between the chapters 121 and 127, depending on how I feel the Lord leading. I'm going to start with chapter 121 of Psalms. Shall I look to the mountain gods for help? No. My help is from Jehovah God, who made the mountains and the heavens too. He will never let me stumble, slip, or fall, for he is always watching, never sleeping. Jehovah himself caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. He keeps his eye upon you as you come and go and always guards you. In 123, O God enthroned in heaven, I lift my eyes to you. We look to Jehovah our God for his mercy and kindness. Just as a servant keeps his eyes upon his master, or a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signals, have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. For we have had our fill of contempt and of the scoffing of the rich and proud. If the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed alive by our enemies, destroyed by their anger. We would have drowned beneath the flood of these men's fury and pride. Blessed be Jehovah God who has not let them devour us. We have escaped with our lives as a bird from a hunter's snare. The snare is broken and we are free. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us remember that our help, even today, for each one of us, cometh from the Lord God, Jehovah God. Believe it, receive it. God wants to meet your need. God wants to heal. And in the name of Jesus and by his stripes, you are healed. But receive that gift of God. Those who trust in the Lord are steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people. For the wicked shall not rule the godly, lest the godly be forced to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are right with the Lord. But lead evil men to execution, and let Israel have quietness and peace. When Jehovah brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream how we laughed and sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, glorious things. What wonder, what joy. May we be refreshed as by streams in the desert. Those who sow tears shall reap joy. Yes, they go out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, and return singing, carrying their sheaves. There's a promise that whatsoever ye sow, you shall reap. And if you sow reeds of produce, you will reap that harvest. If you sow love and kindness, you will reap that. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's work is useless. Unless the Lord protects a city, sentries do no good. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, fearing you will starve to death, for God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. Children are a gift of God. They are his reward. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows to defend him. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them, that is, those arrows, his children. That man shall have the help he needs when arguing with his enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Years ago, when I was very young, in my early 30s, I became very ill. It happened gradually. It didn't just come all of a sudden. I did not know what it was. What caused me the difficulties I had of much pain and severe pain in the lower abdomen and the lower back and in my back, between my shoulder blades, aching all over, and beginning tests showed that I had arthritis and they weren't sure what else, and much of the tests came back inconclusive. But I didn't give up. I continued to pray to God and to seek wisdom and information with how to treat myself, and seeking and asking God to heal me. I began to read the scriptures more and focus on ways to receive God's healing. We know that it's not by works that we are healed. It is by Jesus Christ that he suffered on the cross, by which we are healed, and by a faith as of a grain of mustard will but move a mountain. We don't need much faith, because God does the healing. Just believe and receive it. Sometimes the healing happens right away, and sometimes it happens over time. Mine happened over time and in stages, because I found out that I had more than one ailment. Had more than one thing wrong with me. And as we began to believe more and more for each one, each step I was healed. And it took 5 years of working with the doctors for them to diagnose what I had, because I had multiple problems. But we did find out after 5 years that I had what they call systemic lupus erythematosus, or the short word is lupus. Or the acronym is SL. It is often deadly for many people who have it. In fact, while I had lupus, I attended the funeral service of another friend that died of lupus. It wasn't easy. Many people didn't know or believe or understand that I had it, because God gave me the strength and the wisdom to store my energy and be up in the afternoon when my kids were home from school and teach piano and violin and still function on a sufficient level to keep my family growing up. I had little kids, and my husband was starting a business, and it wasn't easy. But I trusted God, and I believed God, that He would meet my need. Eventually, I was completely healed. God healing, the touch of the Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for His touch upon you tonight. Now, even though we're focusing on those with cancer and inflammatory diseases, I know I'm praying especially for a friend tonight who we know has MS, multiple sclerosis, and my cousin, and several cousins actually, who have cancer. But you can be healed of whatever your ailment, of whatever your disease. God can heal you. And if it's something that your body can naturally heal, ask for wisdom with how to treat your body. Often, sometimes, we just need to make sure we have enough water throughout the day, every day, and have sufficient rest and sufficient healthy diet for our body to heal itself. God can give you that wisdom. God can give you the person in your life to share what they have learned that has brought healing for them. God can do that. And we're going to pray together right now. Dear Lord, we thank You for the opportunity of healing that You have provided for all of Your children. Lord, that You want us to be well, and that we know from reading in John that sometimes people are ill for the glory of God to be demonstrated among the people on earth. God wants His name to be glorified. He wants healing so that people can know that God is alive, that He wants us to be a part of His family. We know You healed me and many others in my family that I will share with over time. We know because we have medical documentation that we've been healed. And we praise the Lord for that. We know we have many friends who have medical documentation that they are ill, that they are sick. Lord, I'm not going to mention names, but we pray for our friend tonight who has MS. Lord, that You would touch her right now with healing. Touch her and heal. Jesus. Thank you. Believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. And then walk in it. Just like Jesus said to the lame man, pick up your mat and walk. Lord, we pray for my cousin who have cancer, that You will reach to them right now and touch them with Your healing hand. We ask that they receive Your healing touch, Jesus. Believe it and walk in it. Believe it and walk in it, in Jesus' name. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Let's just worship in the Lord for a minute and praising the Lord for all of you who are receiving the healing touch of Jesus right now. Praise the Lord for it. Thank You, Jesus, for the healing. Thank You. Praise You, Lord. May Your name be glorified, God. Glorify God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You. Thank You for the healing of thousands of people around the world. Reach out for Your touch. Strengthen them, Lord. help them to walk in the healing, to walk in the newness of life as they have stepped from darkness into the light. Many for the first time this year, we pray, Lord, that you will bless them and anoint them and help them to continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. Continue. Spiritual man, spiritual person, as they nourish their physical body with wisdom, guidance of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for it, in the precious name of worship the Lord while you listen. Praise you. continue to worship the Lord together. I've really felt the touch of the Spirit tonight, and I'm believing through this worship for the healing of all those who ask for healing. Let's just worship the Lord together and praise the Lord for the healing touch and meeting whatever need it is you're asking for tonight. Or in some parts of the world, morning, getting up a day.
Dressed in glory, not my own. What a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams. Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
To the King.
Lord, we thank you for healing those who've healed tonight and touching the lives who've asked for something from God, such as healing, wisdom, guidance. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to meet their needs, to give them health and strength, protect them, Lord, wherever they live in the world, and help them to remember that God loves them and that we love them, and God wants to meet their need. Lord, we pray that the light of all these new Christians will outshine the darkness in the part of the world that we have felt in some parts of the world. When I have traveled throughout the world, I've felt oppression of evil in some parts of the world, Lord. And we pray that the new Christians in this area, that their light of their hearts and the light through the lives that they live will overshadow and shine through the darkness and reveal the evil that it may be taken care of, and that those in evil will walk and step out from darkness into the light because of the knowledge they receive from other Christians, from God, through other Christians. We thank you so much for this. I pray that you will be with each one. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host. We are so glad to have had this time together with you tonight. Remember that we are three nights a week now, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday nights. Sunday night is different than the others. It's just a praise and worship time of saying scriptures that explain how to worship and praise the Lord, and singing and sharing about giving thanks to the Lord. And we hope that that will bring wonderful value to your life and to bring us closer to one another. For we are all children of God and one body of Christ and one family of God around the world. And may God prepare his bride for his coming that will be soon, we know. And we thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Good night. Bye-bye.